Right then, time on the show to focus well on some celebrations for Chesterfield Cricket Club. I'm delighted to say that we're joined now by the chairman of Chesterfield Cricket Club, Nigel Mallinder. Nigel, first of all, you've got a big smile on your face. You must still be a very, very happy man, and possibly could have an even bigger smile on your face in a week, 2 weeks' time.
Hi, Matt. Great to see you again. And yes, very, 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 very happy chairman indeed.
Yeah, don't blame you. I don't blame you. So, just for any listeners not aware, then it's been a fantastic few days for Chesterfield Cricket Club because they are guaranteed, well, the first team are guaranteed to finish in the top two of Division One of the Derbyshire County Cricket League. And so they've won promotion to the Premier Division of the DCCL. And well, we'll come on to why there's also another reason to celebrate as well. But just in terms of the first team, I remember chatting to you, I think, just as this season started, and you said the main aim was to get promotion to back to the Premier Division where you felt the club belonged. That's mission accomplished. How proud are you of the achievement?
Oh, Matt, it's absolutely brilliant. It's great for the town. It's great for cricket fans. It's great for fans of Queen's Park, and clearly wonderful for Chesterfield Cricket Club. We're absolutely delighted. The club's been in such a fantastic place for such a long time now, or certainly for the last couple of years, and this has just been, the culmination of it all. It's great to have the team, the club back in the Premier League where we feel we belong, where Derbyshire cricket, I think, feels Chesterfield belongs. And I think we're going to have a couple of weeks of celebration regardless of what happens over these next couple of or the last couple of games.
And just in terms of the first team, I know we were discussing this off air, but you've shown many different ways of how you can secure victories to get you over the line and get you promoted. So I know in your most recent game, you actually won very, very comfortably to secure the promotion against, I think it was the third place team, wasn't it? But the game before that against Alfreton, it was a remarkable victory. It was an amazing last wicket stand to get you over the line against a team that was in very good form as well. I mean, what were the nerves? What have the nerves been like over the last 2, 3 weeks, knowing that you were so close to getting promotion?
Yeah, there's been a few nerves. Myself and Harry Wilmot, the club captain, get on fantastically well. He's a brilliant guy, a brilliant leader, great captain. But I think we've both been very nervous over these last few weeks. The Alfreton game was just a sensational win. They're a good side, great club, some really good players there, some that have played first-class cricket. And I think really it's fair to say that we were staring down the barrel with 8 wickets down, chasing 260 to win, and still needing 70. And then we had two lads out in the middle, Matt Taylor and Jordan Lemon, who, I've mentioned to you before, they've got that bulldog spirit. They've got that never say die attitude, and we always felt we got a chance with those boys in the middle, but we were certainly under the pump. And somehow we managed to win the game by 1 wicket with Tom Bacon batting 11 at the end, getting a nice 7 out as well. So it was a fabulous, fabulous win. But we've won 11 league matches out of 12, Matt. We've only lost four all season. We lost the first two games of the season. So in 18 games since, we've lost only twice. So we've been very, very consistent. We've had some fantastic wins, but I think that one of the things that I've liked most about this year is that whereas last year we depended too heavily on perhaps two or three people, and they can't do it week after week after week, and that's possibly one of the main reasons why we didn't get promoted in the end of in the end last season. But this season we've just had an exceptional squad. With everybody contributing at various times of the season, and no real standout star, I think. There's a few names I can mention and probably will mention to you in a moment, But everybody has contributed in one way or another to a success or two along the way. So it's just been a phenomenal season for the club, and I'm absolutely delighted for Harry Wilmot, our captain, who's worked tirelessly to get us to this point, and all the lads who put so much time into the training and discipline and working hard on the games over the winter. Yeah, phenomenal, phenomenal.
And just before we talk about the first team's next match, because there's still a lot riding on that. That's a big one as well, as we'll come to. A special mention for the Chesterfield Cricket Club second team, because they've also secured the promotion. Just tell us a little bit more about that one.
Yeah, it was some day last Saturday. We had our first team successfully promoted, and the second team have did the double for us, getting promoted from Division 4 to Division 3. And I'm so chuffed for our second team captain, Adam Woodhouse, who is very similar to our first team captain Harry, very very driven, an exceptional leader of men, born winner, and again. Just like the first team, the second team have had a strong squad with everybody contributing all the way through the season, and they sit top of Division 4 at the moment, guaranteed promotion with two games to go. But I know Adam won't be resting on his laurels. He's desperate for us to go up as champions, so he'll be giving it his all, as all the squad will be over the last two games of the season.
So let's discuss the first team's next match then. Well, as this goes out in air, of course, on Friday night, this will take place tomorrow, so Saturday midday, I think it starts. Chesterfield away from home against Ticknell. So that's first hosting second, and I think there's something like 8 points separating you. It's a big one, isn't it? So if you win, if you beat Ticknell, you'd be then one game away from winning the league title, the Division One title. It promises to be a quite a game, doesn't it, Nigel?
Yeah, weather permitting, Matt. You never realised.
Yeah.
Never know with the British weather, but no, it does. Our lads are going to be up for it. Their lads will be up for it. It'll be a great match. Really, really beautiful ground down at Ticknell, and it'll be two good teams, the best two teams in the division, going toe to toe and battling it out for the win. And yeah, hopefully we come out on top, and then it's just a matter of winning that last game at home to Duffield, and we'll go up as champions. But you know, if it's meant to be, fantastic. If we end up as runners up, well, mission accomplished. We're still a Premier League team next season.
And just in terms of, whether you're champions or not, so whether you finish first or second, are you already thinking a little bit about the 2025 season and what the aspirations are there? Because I'm sure, as you've said before, you're not just wanting to be there just to make up the numbers. You're also going to be very ambitious for next season for the first team too.
Yeah, you're quite right. I think that's been a sort of highlight of my time as chair of Chesterfield Cricket Club so far, and that we've got great people in great roles, and we're all looking, you know, far ahead. We're not just looking at the short term; we're looking at the medium and the long term too. And it was a number of weeks ago that myself and Harry already started talking about what we needed in terms of next season and where we're going. Now we know what division we're going to be in next season in the Premier League. We know where we potentially need to add one or two new faces, and if they come off, great. If they don't, then we've got a fantastic squad as it is that will do well in the Premier League next season. We've had a wonderful overseas player this season in Sri Lankan Kamira Wijenayake. He took a few weeks to get settled, as you would expect, Matt, coming from 36, 37 degrees to our climate. But he has been the model overseas player for us this season. The perfect role model on and off the pitch. He's been brilliant with our juniors, and he has absolutely produced on the field with bat, ball, and in the field. We've been very lucky to call on Ben Slater's services, I think, seven, eight times this season. And we've got a great squad together, but yeah, we're mindful that we might need to strengthen in one or two areas. It might be that next season is a year of consolidation, but who knows? We'll be going up there and giving it our best shot, and we'll see where we go from there.
And just finally, Nigel, so obviously destiny's in your own hands. So if Chesterfield Cricket Club can win these last two games of the season, you know you've won the Division One title, you get the trophy. What would the plans be? A little tour around Chesterfield Town Centre, tour around the drinking establishments, open top bus? What's planned?
Well, I'm not sure that there'd be many coming along to the town hall, Matt, like there was Chesterfield Football Club at
You
the end
never
of
know.
last season. No, we've the lads have worked so hard all season. They really, really have. They put the hours in, and that's why we've been successful. But I should say that you can't have a successful on-field team without a successful off-field team. And the lads would be first to say that we've got so many great people in key positions off the field, from the groundsmen to the scorers to the bar staff, those doing catering. And I'm missing out so many people there. But we've got such a strong off-field team at Chesterfield too, who should also be really, really delighted with what we've achieved. So yeah, it won't be an open top bus tour. I'm sure there won't be a balcony at the town hall, Matt, but I'm sure there'll be lots of pubs in Chesterfield rubbing their hands together and licking their lips at the prospect of a club celebrating over the next couple of weeks.
Great stuff. Well, congratulations again, Nigel, and to everyone at Chesterfield Cricket Club, because it's been a fantastic season, and you never know, it could get even better within the next couple of weeks. So, thanks once again, Nigel, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. Thanks very much, Matt.